following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
Comer Tigers play right here. Welcome to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Sports pregame show, sponsored in part by Alta Point Health, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Brown Heating and Cooling, Toyota of Sylacauga, State Farm Agent Sheila Curtis, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga, Donahue Physical Therapy, Edward Jones agent Jesse Gong, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Another Level Cards, Amya, Atkinson Homes, Marble City Pharmacy, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, and Sylacauga Pediatrics.
Welcome to the Comer Sports Network. Greg Wyckoff, R.J. Burns. We are live back at B.D. Comer Memorial High School where the Chillsburg Tigers take on R.J. Literally a tall task tonight in the Chillsburg Tigers.
Yeah, this is a great matchup that I think we're both looking forward to. You know, both teams have some great players, great matchups, and I think that's what the game of basketball is all about, really, matchups. You know, it's about who all can match up against who. You have fast players, you have post players. And, I mean, both teams have played really good basketball. You know, Comer's is sitting at 4-4 right now. Not a really great record that you want early in the season, but you also have Childersburg sitting at 9-4. Playing some good basketball so far, so tonight should be a great matchup for both teams.
Coming off the last game we covered here against Coosa Central, the Comer Tigers need to play a full game tonight. They're going to have to because, like I said, they're playing a very well-coached team, a very athletic team, a very tall team. Not a lot of height for the Comer Tigers, but, RJ, we have a couple of bench players that can come off the bench and we don't really lose anything.
Yeah, the last game for B.B. Comer, they played a really good Coosa Central team, but at the same time, B.B. Comer, we know they stuck with them in the game. You know, early in the game, it was tied up at halftime. Mm-hmm. And then Coosa Central just started doing some things, and B.B. Comer, they're athletic, but they have to finish plays, they have to finish possessions. And sometimes you got to get on the ball. I mean, you got to get on the ground, like going for loose balls. You just got to be a great athletic team. So tonight, B.B. Comer is going to do that. They're going to show what they can do. And tonight is the night to show it. You know, it's the time to put a full game tonight. So I'm looking forward to see what the Tigers can do, B.B. Comer Tigers.
Because there are three things you have to do. One, you have to win the rebounding game. Two, like I love what you say all the time, you have to make the free throw. And then three, you absolutely cannot win a game if you lose the turnover battle. And that's what the Comer Tigers are going to have to work on tonight to win the turnover battle. And they're going to have to win it on the boards, rebounding.
Yeah, turnover battle is crucial. But one thing that's going to be crucial tonight is just being rebounding, going for loose ball. We see B.B. Comer, I mean, Childersburg, they're here warming up now. They have some height on the court. They have guys, some big boys, pretty tall guys. I mean, B.B. Comer, they don't have a lot of tall guys, but at the same time, as I always say, you put a body on somebody, as my coach, high school coach, tell me, you put a body on somebody, when you box out, they have no choice but to get on your back, and that's what they have to do tonight. So they're going to be very physical on the board tonight, and it's going to start tonight. And you can't start it late in the game. It has to be consistent early on throughout the whole game.
And you know the Comer Tigers have that player that really doesn't matter who's in front of him, what two are in front of him, or what three are in front of him, because nothing will keep Cam Gaddis from the rim. He is going to find a way to penetrate and get in the lane. Now, tonight the big thing is we're going to see the Chillsburg Tiger defense collapse on him. They're going to try to keep him from the rim. So who is going to be the player on the outside tonight that can win it for the Comer Tigers?
Yeah, I mean, we know what he can do, but it's going to take, like you said, it's going to take more guys than him. They're going to, once they start him penetrating, they're going to figure out what he can do if they haven't already watched their film and did homework. But it's going to take more guys like Isaiah Hall and Renato Riggins, different guys like that. We know what Cam can do, but it's going to have to take more than a one-man show tonight. Everybody on the team is going to get involved if they want to have a great performance and play good ball tonight.
Jade Morgan was hot against Coosa Central. He needs to stay hot tonight. But a player that really needs to get hot early and stay the way through the game is Christian Robertson. He's got a great shot. He plays tremendous defense. If he can get some of those early shots to go down and get some confidence, that could be a real game changer for the Comer Tigers.
Yeah, he played a fairly well game against Coosa the last time we're here, so we know what he can do. I think a big thing with him is just confidence. So once he gets going tonight, and we saw it early, you know, he started putting some big key shots up in the last game. But I think the thing about him, he has to get in the rhythm. Once he gets going, he's going to be hard to stop. So I'm kind of looking forward to see what Christian Robertson can do tonight for the BB Comer Tigers.
Well, I tell you what, we're about 6 minutes away from tip-off. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to the Comer Sports Network.
At Allen Brew Markets, we're proud to call this community home. Every day, we bring you great service, quality products, and the convenience you deserve. From morning coffee to late-night fill-ups, we're always here when you need us. Allen Brew Markets, your hometown convenience store, your hometown pride. And when it comes to serving our neighbors, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah, Allen Brew Markets.
If you've got a heart for helping folks and want a job where what you do really matters, AltaPoint Health is hiring right here in the community. They've got positions open from Clay County to Sylacauga, including direct support professionals and therapists, and some jobs even let you work from home. No experience, no problem. AltaPoint offers on-the-job training, great benefits, and real room to grow. Caring is their calling. Text AltaJobs to 97211 and find your fit today.
If you're hunting for sports memorabilia or trading cards, Another Level Cards in Childersburg is the place to be. Boss Lady Maddie Pagan leads the team, with Connor Ogle handling sports collectibles and Austin Allen taking care of all things Pokemon. Visit them at 48th Avenue Southeast Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6. Check out alevelcards.com to learn more.
Looking for more room to grow? Atkinson Homes on Highway 280 in Childersburg has just what you need. Whether it's a two-bedroom starter or spacious four-bedroom layout, their Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier homes offer comfort, quality, and smart design. With flexible financing like FHA, VA, and land home options, they make it easy to get moving. And yes, warranties and new appliances are part of the deal. Start browsing today at AtkinsonHomes.net. Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of Childersburg, BB Comer, and Fayette Full Athletics.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Welcome back to the Comer Sports Network. We're about 3 minutes, 40 seconds away from tip-off. It's the Comer Tigers versus the Childersburg Tigers. And what will be, RJ, probably another classic matchup.
Yes, I look forward to tonight. And I was, I had a chance to watch Childersburg play Saturday night against Winterboro, and I've also watched the film on them. But one thing I noticed about Childersburg, I like how they run the 2-2-1, full press break. But also, this young man, Brandon Calhoun, he can shoot the ball very well. So BB Cardinals going to have to find a way to defend him tonight, because if he get hot, he's going to start shooting from all over the perimeter tonight. And you don't want to get him going fast, so you're going to find a way to slow him down and just know where he's at all times.
I've seen Scoot Sheely. I've seen him take over basketball games. I've seen, Calhoun. Devontae Tafe Fairman comes in, plays very well. And I want Hezekiah Parker is a huge force down low, and I'm interested to find out who number 21 is. His nickname is Heavy.
Heavy.
So And I think he was the one in the doorway, but we'll find out about that. But it's going to be a tough task for our Comer Tigers, but we have the players to do it. You know, and you can beat anybody on any given night, but you just got to take care of all the small things.
Yeah, and I think I can answer that question for Heavy. Mm-hmm. You know, a young man, good young man, Camden Estelle, he's a member of my church, actually. I asked him, I said, why do they call you Heavy? He was like, well, if you look at me, I'm pretty big and I'm pretty heavy. So that's how he got the nickname Heavy. So pretty cool young man, though. You know, he's just a guy that you want on your team. He's coachable. Was one of the leaders for Chillsburg football team as a captain. And just a guy that, you know, I can go on and on about, but he's a very respectful young man. He does his thing. So that's who the young man Cam Heavy Estelle is.
All right. That's the young man that came over just a minute ago.
Yes, sir. Okay. Yep, that's me.
All right. Looks like the Chillsburg Tigers will be in all blue tonight. Royal blue bottoms top. And the Comer Tigers will be all white tonight. White bottoms, white tops, black trim on the pants and shirt. About a minute 20 away from tip-off. We'll take one last quick break, and we'll be right back. It's the Comer Tigers versus the Chillsburg Tigers right here on the Comer Sports Network.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
From Radio Alabama Sports, BB Comer Football is on the air. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network. BB Comer Basketball is presented by Alta Point Health. Caring is our calling. Online at altapoint.org. Coosa Valley Medical Center. Quality care close to home. Online at cvhealth.net. Radio Alabama Sports. Game on. All your local high school sports action is at radioalabamasports.net. And RA Digital, your local digital advertising solution. Target your specific customer, employee, and audience while building brand awareness. It's easier than you think. Online at radigital.media. Now, here's the voice of the Tigers, Greg Wyckoff.
Welcome to the Comer Sports Network. Greg Wyckoff, RJ Burns, and we are seconds from tip-off. Comer Tigers, Chillsburg Tigers. So I was trying to get all the captains on the court. Look, we have a new starter on the court for the Comer Tigers. That's number 10, Quindarius Swain, Jaden Morgan, Christian Robertson, Cam Gaddis, and I believe that's going to be Ronaldo Riggins are your five. It'll be Cam Gaddis, and he'll be tipping off against number one, Donk Fairman. The Chillsburg Tigers will come away with it, and they'll set up offense. Tay Fairman inside to Fairman, and that one will count, and he'll go to the free throw line for one.
Well, Greg, that didn't take long. They knew who they wanted to go to. I went to Dontavious Dunk, Fairman. He was there for the and one, so started pretty fast for him.
He will miss the free throw. That foul was on Morgan as the Comer Tigers bring it up quick. Robertson, Cam Gaddis for three. And that rolls off the rim. Chillsburg with the rebound. Here comes Tay Fairman in the lane, up and in for an easy layup.
Yeah, they're just in attack mode right now. So Chillsburg is going to find a way to stop these guys right now, because right now they're just trying to find every way they can to score. And so far, it's working so far.
3-point shot by Quindarius Swain doesn't hit the rim. Rebound, Tay Fairman quickly. Sheely from the free throw line. That's off the front of the rim. Rebound, Schulzberg. That was Jacob Johnson with the rebound. Now Johnson with the basketball behind the back in the lane. Wow.
Ooh.
Almost a
They look like it's kind of all ball right there. Even the coaching staff was like, whoa, man, you sure that's a foul?
That foul's going to be on Cam Gaddis. Two team fouls for the Comer Tigers. None for the Chillsburg Tigers early on. Sheely to the basketball, guarded by Swain. They'll get it inside to Parker. That's a good call right there. Offensive foul.
Yeah. Anytime you lower your shoulder and push out your elbow, the ref going to call that every time. They have no choice but to call that. So, really good call right there. You have to be smart as a big man. You're big, but you don't want to, you know, have calls early fouls like that in the game.
And a good job by Morgan holding his ground. Robertson to Morgan in the front court. To Gaddis. Nice touch pass to Gwendarius Swain for two.
Yeah, he dished it off right there. We saw the defense penetrating. He hit him with the backside pass, and that was good, easy points.
Fairman coast to coast with a spin. He'll put it in for his fourth point. 6-2. 6:24 to go in the first. Comer wants a timeout. We'll take a timeout with him. You're listening to the Comer Sports Network.
Have you been in a car accident? That soreness and stiffness can set in fast. At Broadway Spinal Care, we work with all major motor vehicle insurance providers, and in many cases, your care may cost you nothing out of pocket. Our goal is to help you heal quickly so you can get back to feeling like yourself again. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to schedule your appointment and start your road to recovery.
Make sure you and your car are insured with the best coverage possible. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Sheila Curtis is there. The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network is driven by State Farm agent Sheila Curtis.
6:21 to go in the first. 6-2, Chillsburg with the lead over Comer. Swain for three for the Tigers. Rebounded by Morgan. It's a big offensive rebound for the Comer Tigers. Cam Gaddis in the lane. He'll try to split defenders. He'll draw a foul. Foul will be on Tay Fairman. That's going to be a shooting foul. Put Cam Gaddis to the line. Lane violation. And Cam Gaddis will hit the second shot. His first point of the game. 6-3, Chillsburg with the lead. They've got the basketball. Jacob Johnson taking the lane, dish it off to Parker. Parker goes up with the left hand, will miss it, get his own rebound. Miss the second shot, get another rebound. He'll go up. Get fouled. It'll be an and one opportunity for Parker. Three consecutive rebounds for Parker.
Yeah, he battled that one.
And he will hit the free throw to make this a 9-3 Chillsburg lead. Comer not really having any issues breaking the press. And Robertson with the basketball. He's on the left wing. He'll get it to Cam Gaddis up top. Gaddis will dribble to his right. Swain up top, left wing. Morgan. Morgan three-point shot. And Parker with a rebound for Chillsburg. Fairman with the ball. That's Calhoun. Three-point shot missed. Swain with the rebound. And quickly ahead to Comer Tigers. Robertson in the corner. He'll get it to Cam Gaddis. Free throw line. Morgan. He'll miss it. Hezekiah Parker with the rebound. And RJ, it looks like the Schulzberg Tigers are kind of a little patient on offense, and looks like the Comer Tigers trying to push it a little too much.
Yeah, Comer, they're, like you said, they're breaking the press break, but they have to get down instead of running their offense. I think once they establish their offense, they can get something going here. But Schulzberg, they're just trying to give it to their big man, and they're running their offense, so that's why you see things working for them early in the game.
3-point shot by, I believe that was Calhoun in the corner. And it'll go out of bounds. Quickly ahead, Robertson. He'll pull up. That was a little hard off the back rim. Rebounded. Johnson in the lane for two. Gaddis crosses midcourt. Gives it to Swain in the corner for three. He'll miss it. Shealy with the rebound. And Shealy, that ball picked off. Good hands by Cam Gaddis. And a nice pass in the lane. And a good job by Swain getting that ball up and over Parker.
Yeah, that was a good job of him getting the ball to him, recognizing he was open. And once he did it, he was able to just score 2 points.
And a near steal by Cam Gaddis, but Parker's going to end up with the basketball in the lane, and that is always trouble.
The big man, he's going to work. Somebody's going to put, they're going to put somebody on Parker, because if not, it's going to be a long night.
Swain. That pass is going to be picked off by Fairman. And we're going to get a foul on Christian Robertson. Looks like Swain will come out of the game for the Comer Tigers. Caleb Shurum will check in. He may draw the, well, he comes in and Parker goes out. I thought he would get the duty. Passing the lane to Calhoun. We'll work it back up top. Johnson to Shealy. As they work it around the three-point perimeter. Tough defense by the Comer Tigers. Fairman with the basketball. He'll hand it to Shealy. Shealy's going to drive, and that's going to be a two-shot foul.
Childersburg is doing a good job of just being patient, running their offense, and wait for something to get set up in the lane. You know, they're just running their plays, and that's the good thing about them. They're being patient versus Comer. They're trying to move too fast. They're trying to set stuff up, and it's not there.
I was trying to. Shealy hits his first free throw. That was his second foul on Cam Gaddis. It looks like he'll come out of the game. That'll be Isaiah Hall who will come in. And Shealy will hit both his free throws. And we'll see how the Comer Tigers handle the press without Cam Gaddis on the court. They turn it over. Shealy guarded by Riggins. He'll pull up, miss it, fight for the rebound. Johnson will pull it away for the Tigers. He'll bring it up top. Set the offense up. Johnson in the lane. In the corner, Fairman. Back up top, Shealy. He'll miss the layup. And the Comer Tigers will come away. The Childersburg Tigers will come away with a rebound. And Johnson is going to go to the free throw line for two shots. And Jade Morgan is going to pick up his second foul.
Well, you know, that was one of the things I was talking about in our pregame. It's going to, right now, Childersburg is being very physical. They're going up trying to get every rebound. They're boxing out, and they're just snatching everything. So, B.B. Comer is going to have to be aggressive and figure out how they're going to stop these guys from getting these rebounds like this.
Johnson will miss the first of two. 15-5. Childersburg with the lead. 2:07 to go in the first. Tajavius Simmons in the game as Robertson will pull away the second miss on the free throw. Robertson
And
back-to-back turnovers on the press, the Comer Tigers, and an easy, almost dunk missed by Fairman. And another turnover on for the Comer Tigers on the other end. Johnson in the corner. That's J.J. Davis for three. He'll miss it. And Robertson will come away with the rebound. Four straight turnovers for the Comer Tigers. And Johnson will miss the floater in the lane. Two missed shots. And Simmons will pull the rebound away. Down for the Comer Tigers. Make that five straight turnovers.
Yeah, that's just too many turnovers. I mean, you know what you want to run an offense. Think about them. They're putting them in a press break. So one thing about a press break, you have to recognize what it is and then try to break it. They're just moving too fast and making too many turnovers. As you stated, five turnovers in like 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah, as soon as Cam Gaddis went off the court.
It's like they didn't know what to do next after that.
Johnson with the basketball. He'll get it to Fairman, guarded by Robertson. They'll take it inside, miss it. Ronaldo Riggins will come down with it. Robertson, Isaiah Hall. Simmons in the corner for three, and he'll hit it. Big shot.
22
for Tajavius Simmons. And quickly hit the Chillsburg Tigers will miss an easy shot. Isaiah Hall pulled the rebound down. Now Ronaldo Riggins. Isaiah Hall. Robertson left wing. He'll cross over. He'll shoot the three, and that goes in and out, rebounded by Chillsburg. Fairman in the corner for Davis. He'll miss the three-pointer. And the Tigers will get the rebound. Good thing that didn't count.
Yeah,
Johnson hit a three after the buzzer.
If it would have counted, that would have been a tremendous three-pointer for them heading to the second quarter.
15-7. The Chillsburg Tigers with the lead. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to the Comer Sports Network.
Comer fans, keep your home game strong this season. Brown Cooling, Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical, proud partner of the Comer Sports Network, has delivered championship-level comfort across Alabama for over 60 years. When you want all-star service and a team that truly cares, Brown is your MVP. Committed to Comer. Call 205-44-BROWN or visit brownheatingandcooling.com for savings. Comer fans, keep your home game strong this season. Brown Cooling, Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical. Proud partner of the
Keeping
Comer
your home comfortable
Network
requires a reliable heating and cooling system. Turn to Brown Heating and Cooling, the official HVAC company of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Comer Sports Network as we start the second period, 15-7. And RJ, it doesn't feel like it's even that close right now.
Yeah, it really doesn't. It feels like a ball game, but it doesn't feel like it's that close right now.
Cam Gaddis back in the game.
Cam Gaddis just went down really hard. But he got an and one.
Is that counting?
Yes. Stop. Young man's very aggressive, I tell you that.
And he will go to the free throw line. And he will miss the free throw, pulled away by the Tigers. Michael Hall with the basketball. Over to J.J. Davis. Now they're really moving the ball quickly around the Comer defense. Three-point shot by Christian Hurst off the mark. And here come Comer Tigers. They get it. Cam Gaddis left wing, left alone. He'll shoot the three, and that's off the front of the rim. Near rebound by Comer. but they're still in the forefront. And here comes Cam Gaddis. Cross court, Isaiah Hall for three, and Isaiah will knock it down.
Yeah, they're trying to crank up right there. They're trying to be patient, run their offense. That was a very big three-pointer for Isaiah Hall.
And a turnover, one of the very few turnovers by the Chillsburg Tigers, an errant pass.
Yeah, it looks like Jimmy Cormier's trying to find the momentum. They're slowing down. They're reading the defense. They're trying to figure out what they can do for them. And so far on the back-to-back possessions, it has worked. So we're going to look forward to see what they can continue to do that with Isaiah Gaddis coming back, with Cam Gaddis coming back into the game in the second quarter.
15-12.
Hey, come on now.
Chillsburg with the lead, 6:46 here in the second. Gaddis with the basketball. Right wing, he'll drive in, put it up, miss it. And Chillsburg, pass ahead, picked off by Isaiah Hall. Ronaldo Riggins with the basketball. Guarded by Johnson. He'll get it to Cam Gaddis. Gaddis will hand it off to Simmons. Back to Isaiah Hall. Jaden Morgan. And he stepped. He had to go after that tipped pass, and he stepped over the midcourt line.
Yeah, I thought that was a really good call by the official. You have to be able to see that in a game like that.
Johnson will drive in, floater, hard off the back rim, and the ball will go out of bounds on Chillsburg, Comer basketball. Cam Gaddis. Ronaldo Riggins. Nice bounce pass to Morgan. Morgan from the block. He'll miss it, but big rebound Simmons. Simmons to Isaiah Hall, left wing in the corner. Simmons. He'll dribble and get it to Ronaldo Riggins. Riggins to Simmons for three, and that was a little strong. Rebounded by Chillsburg. Fairman will take it in. Tay Fairman with his 6 points. 17-12. Long pass up ahead to Simmons. He'll hand it off to Morgan. Morgan on the right wing. Gets a screen. Lose the ball. Simmons will get it back, and the ball will end up going out of bounds. Chillsburg basketball. That Ronaldo Riggins will come out of the game. And Simmons out of the game. Robertson will check back in, and Quindary Swain will come back in. Near steal by Robertson, but Calhoun gets control of it. They get it up top to Fairman. Fairman guarded by Isaiah Hall, who go in the lane off the backboard. Miss it. Rebound Chillsburg. And it's stolen away by Morgan. Cam Gaddis ahead. Isaiah Hall in the corner. He tried to bank that three-pointer. And it missed. Ball in the court. And Court and Sheely will come up with it. Now Chillsburg tries to slow it up a little bit. Fairman, Calhoun in the right corner, right wing. Now back up top to Sheely. He's guarded by Swain. He'll get it to Johnson. He'll pick it for Calhoun. Calhoun up and down. Good defense by Robertson that time. He got his hand on the basketball.
Yeah, they were getting a lot of screens right there. They wanted some, the down screens, little flay screens. They looked like they were trying to get something going right there, but he got kind of stood up right there. So it was a good call made by the official.
Hey, Red. Red.
30-second timeout by the Comer Tigers. 3:53 to go in the second. 17-12. Chillsburg with the lead. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Comer Sports Network.
future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
Keeping your home comfortable requires a reliable heating and cooling system. Turn to Brown Heating and Cooling, the official HVAC company of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Colmer Sports Network.
.350 to go in the second. 17-12. Julesburg, Colmer with the basketball. Pass inside will be picked off by Donk Fairman. And here come the Julesburg Tigers. Shooting with the basketball. He'll give it to Calhoun. In the corner, Johnson. Back up top, Tay Fairman. Tay Fairman will take it in, kick it back to Johnson. Fairman will drive in, kick it out. Calhoun, left wing for three. And Calhoun will get his own rebound. Sheely will hand it to Johnson. Johnson in the lane. And that's going to be a foul on Isaiah Hall.
They're doing a good job of being patient, but the best thing I've seen them noticing, they're really penetrating to the basket. You know, they're being very patient. They're trying to see what's open. They're not – B.B. Comer, they're trying to go too fast and do some things that's not there. Mm-hmm. But Chillsburg kind of taking their time and kind of working their offense.
Yeah, Chillsburg, they're moving it really good around the perimeter, like you said, and they're looking to either drive or they're looking to kick it to an open three-point shot. And they've been pretty successful with the drive tonight.
Yeah.
As Johnson will miss the first one and hit the second free throw. 3 points for Jacob Johnson. Swain with the basketball. He'll give it off, hand it off to Isaiah Hall. Corner, Cam Gaddis. Inside out. Morgan in the corner for three. And nice rebound by Swain.
Hey, ball four. Come here.
Morgan will go up and he'll be fouled. That'll be a two-shot foul. Morgan will hit the first of two. That's his first point of the game. And I believe that foul was on number one.
Yes, it was.
Dontavius Fairman. Morgan will miss the second shot. Here come Chillsburg Tigers. Just like you said, partner, they're going to move it around. Comer's playing some tough man-to-man defense. They're going to run it around and try to find that open man. Three-point shot missed. And Morgan will pull down the rebound. Here comes Cam Gaddis. And he'll get fouled as he crossed mid-court. And that foul's going to be on Scoot Sheely. Now checking into the game, the player that's gave the Comer Tigers fits in the first. Hezekiah Parker will come in. Gaddis pulls his dribble up. Bounce pass to Robertson. We got an offensive foul on Jaden Morgan. And that's going to be three.
Yeah, he's going to have to be very smart right ahead. And 2 minutes left in the second quarter. You're already sitting at three fouls. You don't want to have any costless fouls, any silly fouls, so they're going to be very careful right here as you're playing defense.
Caleb Shurum will come in. He'll guard Parker. Tell you, a lot of screens, a lot of ball movement for these Chillsburg Tigers. Sheely gets it into Parker. And that's going to be a Robertson coming across. And he's going to pick the foul up, and that's going to put Parker to the free throw line for two free throws.
Childersburg's doing a good job of running that play, but one thing I'm noticing about them, if the play is not there and the big man is open, they're trying to get the ball to the big man. And I understand it, playing high school basketball, when the big man is open, you have to feed the big man.
That's what I was going to say. If you had Hezekiah Parker on your team, yeah, I'd be getting it to him too.
Yes.
And he will hit the first free throw. 6 points for Parker. And he's off on the second one. Robertson across midcourt. Get it to Swain. That ball's going to be picked off. Another a telegraph pass and an easy layup for Tay Fairman.
B.B. Cormer's going to get moved right here. We haven't seen Cam Gaddis, you know, be explosive in the second quarter. He's going to get going, but it takes more than him. But we know he's capable, so he's going to have to get going here as quick as he can.
Isaiah Hall to Robertson. Robertson in the corner. He'll go in the lane, tries to get it to Gaddis, and that ball is going to be picked off by Tay Fairman. He'll hand it off to Johnson, to Sheely, back to Tay Fairman as they run a little weave at the top. Inside to Parker, and he'll miss it. Swain with a rebound, and here comes Gaddis. And he will miss the dunk.
Hey, let's go! Come on!
And he's holding his elbow.
I think the coach was trying to tell him to get back, but he hit the ground pretty hard. I think he was pointing at his elbow. Young man is very explosive, but you want to be smart. But another point I like to mention, Hezekiah Parker, if he make those, you know, those layups down there, I think he had more than 6 points right here.
He'd have, Greg. He'd have 20 points in this first half.
He definitely would.
But you got to give Cam Gaddis a lot of credit, because that last one, Cam Gaddis came across trying to block it, and I think that kind of interrupted him a little bit on the shot. 20 seconds to go in the half. 21-13, Childersburg. Come with the basketball, and that's going to be a steal. Sheely ahead, and that is going to be a foul on Christian Robertson, and all of a sudden, some of the Comer Tigers getting in some tough foul trouble. That's going to be three for Robertson. Three for Robertson, three for Jaden Morgan.
Yeah, they're going to be very careful right here. We know they can, know they're aggressive, both playing defense, but want to be careful when you come to defense.
Easy inbound pass to Parker. Easy layup. And Robertson, half-court shot off the front of the rim. 23-13. The Childersburg Tigers and the Comer Tigers will go into the locker room with Childersburg up ahead on a very low-scoring first half of basketball. We'll take a break. We'll come back and talk about it. You're listening to the Comer Sports Network.
Fall into savings with Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Coosa Pines is all about helping you enjoy more and stress less. Now through December 31st, refinance your auto loan, RV, boat, or farm equipment loan from another financial institution, and you can receive up to $200 cash back. From back roads to the lake or your next road trip, we've got the tools to help you save before winter rolls in. Apply online at CoosaPinesFCU.org or visit any local branch today. Membership required. Restriction apply. Never NCUA.
Cold weather is here, and it's not going away. So to keep your home cozy, you need to call Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative. We're proud to provide safe, reliable propane services for homes and businesses across the Coosa Valley. As your local energy partner, we offer dependable delivery, affordable pricing, and hometown service you can trust all winter long. No worries, no runouts, just steady, comfortable heat when you need it most. Call Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative today or visit online at CoosaValleyEC.com.
When it comes to bones, joints, and sports injuries, trust the expert care of Dr. Anthony Troppiano at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Troppiano is known for providing outstanding results with a personal touch, helping patients get back to work, back to sports, and back to life. From advanced surgical care to everyday orthopedic treatment, you're in good hands. Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
This is the RA Digital Halftime Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
It's the Comer Sports Network, Greg Wyckoff, R.J. Burns, and we are through one half of basketball in what you would think the Chillsburg Tigers would have about 50 points, and the Comer Tigers have about 10, and this is only a 23-13 game. So I'm sure both coaches very disappointed.
Yes.
In the locker room.
Yes, it's a low-scoring game, as you said, 13-23. Both teams are competitive. Both teams are good. But coming into halftime, you would think the score would be, you know, as low as it is, 23-13. But, you know, both teams are doing some great things. Childersburg, they're doing a good job of just getting a rebound and advancing the ball. You know, I had a chance to go check their practice out last week, and that was one of the big things Coach Johnson always emphasized. Off the rebound, we're trying to get the ball, advance the ball down court. We don't want to make the defense wellness, so we're trying to score as fast as we can. And they're also just doing a good job of having second chance opportunities. So they're doing a good job of those little things we always talk about. They're really putting a big emphasis and key on it tonight, and they're doing a really good job of doing that.
And the Comer Tigers are disrupting their offense a little bit, but the Comer Tigers really not fluent on offense when they have the ball. You know, when Cam Gaddis went out of the game, we had five straight turnovers. And when he's in the game, I feel like he's pushing too much now. You could see it in the second. He was really trying to force it. You know, he made the one good pass, but then he started going back to the rim again, but he's not finishing. He's missing the shot. So if you're going to do that, you got to finish, or you got to find the open player.
Yeah, you made a good point. He's trying to finish, but he's not finishing. No, he's getting to the rim. He's elevating, and he's being very aggressive. But at the same time, when it's not there, Cam Gass, we know what you can do. If it's not there, you're going to have to pass it out. You're going to dish it out. But him being the type of athlete and player he is, I can understand that he's trying to put the team on his back and do what he can once he gets to the rim.
Some pretty low point totals. I think Cam Gaddis with 3 points, Jaden Morgan with one, Isaiah Hall with three, Quindarius Swain with four, and Tajavius Simmons with three. So not a lot of, you could say it's evenly distributed, but not a lot evenly distributed.
Yeah, you could say that, but what you can't say for Childersburg is the big man, Hezekiah Parker, you know, he's playing some good ball tonight. As I stated earlier, if he would make all those layups, he'd probably have about, you know, half of the points right now. But they're doing a good job of, once they know their offense is running, they're doing a good job of just getting him the ball and making sure that he's down low. But he has to do a good job of just finishing. You know, he's a big physical guy. You know, he has some size and height to him. So Childersburg's going to use that to their advantage and keep feeding him the ball.
And what do the Comer Tigers need to do coming out of that locker room in the second half?
Tigers, they need to just they need to be more aggressive. You know, I hope the coach went in there and told them, hey, you know, it's a low-scoring game. We can play basketball with these guys. So they're going to have to come out and just, you know, play their game of basketball, slow down. The big thing for Comer is they're trying to move too fast, establish your offense. Once you get your offense going, then the points will continue to show. But it's like, as we stated earlier, they was in a press break, but they broke the press. But it's like, once they break the press, they kind of freeze up, you know. But they slow down, run your offense, read the defense, see what they're giving you. And I think Comer can score some points to get the ball game going here in the third quarter.
I'll tell you what, we'll take a quick break. We're about 4 minutes away from the third period. You're listening to the Comer Sports Network.
Hi, this is Ben Donahue from Donahue Physical Therapy. If surgery feels like your only option, come to see us first. At Donahue Physical Therapy, we've helped so many people avoid surgery and get results through targeted therapy and personal care. Every case is different, and we'll take the time to do it right. Get back to the action faster at Donahue Physical Therapy.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Jesse Gum, your Edward Jones financial advisor in the Sylacauga area, understands this. That's why Jesse is a proud sponsor of the Comer Sports Network and B.B. Comer High School Athletics through Radio Alabama Sports. For all your investment needs, call 256-245-6166 or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Ready to refresh your closet? Head to Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg. From Judy Blue and Can-Can jeans to men's styles and baby clothes, you'll find something for the whole family. They're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturdays from 9 to 2. Can't make it in? No problem. Shop anytime at ftmgifts.com. That's ftmgifts.com. Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg, your local spot for style.
Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO of First Bank of Alabama. At First Bank of Alabama, we believe in building brighter futures for our customers and communities. Whether you're saving for your child's education, planning for retirement, or starting a business, we're here to help you reach your goals. Let us be your partner on the path to success. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
We're at the half here at B.B. Comer Memorial High School. 23-13, the Childersburg Tigers lead the Comer Tigers. We're about a little over a minute away from the second half. And R.J., I was looking kind of on the court right there. We didn't say anything about him over air. We talked about him before, but it never hurts a high school basketball team. Not when you just have a former pro basketball player, but a former all-star pro basketball player as a coach.
Yeah, Jared Wiles, I mean, he's done a great job with the program. I believe he runs the defensive coordinator. But like you said, all the guys respect all the coaches. But when you have a – you know, this guy went to the University of Alabama, was a first-round draft pick. Like you said, an NBA All-Star. I mean, he's done it all. So he's kind of helped those guys, and he's doing a good job of just pouring back to the community and trying to pour back with these guys. Lead these guys, respect him a lot. You know, that's good to see. You don't see that a lot. You know, most guys, this guy could be doing anything else, but he chooses to come back home and pour back into the Childersburg Tigers. And that's a big plus for the community as well as the basketball team.
Well, you said he coaches defense. The voice of the Comer Tigers is sitting behind is David McCurley.
Uh-huh.
He just said a minute ago, they're only averaging giving up 23 points a game.
Yeah, that's a plus right there. You know, that's really good. So that shows the commitment and it shows the hard work that he really values with his defense.
The Childersburg Tigers will have it to start the second half. And they'll inbound it to Jacob Johnson. Johnson guarded by Ronaldo Riggins. Johnson with the basketball. Guarded by Gaddis. He'll get it to Donk Fairman. Fairman with Morgan on him. And we're going to get a push on Jaden Morgan, and that's four fouls on Morgan.
They're going to make a sub on him quickly. You don't want to pick up an easy foul like that. We just began the third quarter, so I won't be surprised the coach sits him, you know, for at least the majority of the quarter with four fouls.
Simmons will come in. I guess the official didn't tell them to throw it in yet. And Tay Fairman will get it in to Johnson. Now back to Fairman. Guarded by Riggins. Sheely in the corner. He'll miss it off the side of the rim. Rebound by Swain. Robertson will bring it into the front court. We'll get it to Simmons. Now back to Robertson. Gaddis with the basketball. Gaddis, crossover, step back, three-pointer. Nice shot, Cam Gaddis.
I think that was a big three-pointer right there. Hopefully he's starting to feel his rhythm, getting his groove, but that's a big three-pointer right there by Cam Gaddis, and I think Comer needed that tremendously.
Get it back to a 10-point lead, 26. Or 23-13. 23-16, sorry. They're trying to get the scoreboard straight. Ronaldo Riggins in the corner for three. He'll miss it, fight for the rebound. Donk Fairman will come away with it for the Tigers. Tay Fairman to Calhoun. He'll put it up, miss it. Fighting for the rebound, Simmons. Maybe our most athletic group on the court right now with some height, with Swain and Simmons out there. Riggins goes in the lane. And he got it in between two Chillsburg defenders and turned it over.
Come on, play up.
Fairman. Guarded by Robertson, and that's going to be.
Hey!
Trying to see who.
So that's going to be four fouls on Christian Robertson.
Fairman did a good job of just penetrating, you know, getting to the basket and drawing contact. That's what a good point guard does. They know how to get to the basket and draw contact. And Fairman did a good job right there.
Fairman will hit the first one. And now you'll have two starters. Robertson and Morgan both on the bench with four fouls. And Tay Fairman for his second shot. That's off the mark. Rebounded by Simmons. Cam Gaddis. You could hear him dribble right by us. He'll go in the lane, up off the glass, count it, and he'll go to the free throw line.
He started his action, coach. Looking good. 11 grabbing going back.
Fouls on Tay. Fairman. Now Cam Gaddis. For his and one, and it does everything but go in. Rebound by Chillsburg. Calhoun in the corner. Tay Fairman, free throw line, and he'll hit it.
That was a good pull-up jumper right there. Red defense, and just was able to get a good pull-up jump shot right there.
Gaddis. Head to Simmons. Three-point shot off the mark, but a fighting for the rebound is Quindarius Swain, and he'll put it back in for two, 6 points.
They did some of those things we were talking about. They're trying to rebound the ball now, trying to take advantage of the defense giving them, and they just make some plays.
26-20, Childersburg, and that's going to be a walk by Brandon Calhoun. He's been really quiet tonight. No points for Calhoun so far.
Yeah, the way B.B. Comer come out playing in the second half, they're being very aggressive. Right now, I believe they had a momentum, so as long as they keep that up, they just have success. But we, as you see in the Cousin game, they did some good things like that, but at the same time, they weren't able to finish.
Swain with the basketball. Ronaldo Riggins off to Simmons for an easy layup under the bucket. We got a four-point game with 4:42 to go in the third. 26-22, Chillsburg. Fairman will take it in, kick it out. Calhoun now back to Tay Fairman for three. And he's got the hot hand.
Big shot right there.
Ronaldo Riggins hit it across midcourt to Simmons. Now to Gaddis. Looking for a screen. Gaddis will split him, go up off the glass, and he'll go to the free throw line for two shots.
We know he's capable. He's very athletic. He's going to try to get his, and he did exactly that.
Foul's going to be on Donk Fairman.
Greg, I feel like it's a cheerleader battle going on right now. I can't hardly hear what's going on in the court because the cheerleaders are going at it right now.
Move, Gaddis will hit the first free throw. I like the one they do. What we've got, we've got spirit. We've got spirit. How about you?
Yeah.
And then you get the whole, you get both sides going on it.
You definitely show some school spirit in, huh?
And Gaddis does what he needed to do right there, hit both his free throws.
Those free throws were huge.
5-point game, 29-24. Full court man press by the Comer Tigers. That's Isaiah Hall on Tay Fairman. Now Calhoun with the basketball. He'll get it to Sheely. Sheely, free throw line, and he'll hit it. Scoot Sheely.
Good pull-up Jay right there.
He is a really good basketball player. Pass comes down court, and it'll be knocked. Out of bounds, Comer basketball. Ronaldo Riggins throwing it in. And he'll get it in to Swain. Swain to Gaddis. Gaddis looking for a screen. He gets it back to Swain. Top of the key. Swain will dribble in. Oh, I thought Ronaldo had the three-pointer. And he pulled up. He'll hand it off to Gaddis. Now shoot the three-pointer. The ball will be rebounded by Chilsburg. Tay Fairman up ahead, guarded by Isaiah Hall. Three-point shot, Fairman. And Calhoun will hit his first three-pointer.
Big three right there by Calhoun.
And a full timeout with 3:09 to go in the third. 34-24. It's back to a 10-point lead for the Chilsburg Tigers. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Comer Sports Network.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
Make sure you and your car are insured with the best coverage possible. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Sheila Curtis is there. The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network is driven by State Farm agent Sheila Curtis.
Welcome back to the Comer Sports Network. 3:09 to go in the third. 34-24, the Chilsburg Tigers with the lead. And RJ, you have the blessing of having a coach sit next to you.
Yeah, I was talking to actually a former coach here, Michael Hill.
Ronaldo Riggins with the basketball. They'll get it to Cam Gaddis. Gaddis guarded by Johnson. They'll get a screen by Simmons. Three-point shot. And that's a little too strong for Cam Gaddis. Rebound, Sheely. Tay Fairman has the top, has the Kai Parker inside out. Now to get it back to Parker.
Hey, you have 23.
And
come on.
Ronaldo Riggins said, I'll gladly pick that foul up. The smallest player on the court against the biggest player on the court. That's what you heard Coach yelling. That wasn't supposed to be who he was guarding.
No, he wasn't. You heard Coach Satter say, you supposed to have 23. You don't want to have Ronaldo Riggins on the big man, you know, Hezekiah Parker.
He'll go to the free throw line for the fourth time, where he is 3 of 4. 9 points for Parker. And he will miss the second shot. Here comes Ronaldo Riggins. Riggins to Swain to Gaddis, left wing. Gaddis goes in the lane. He'll get it. Swain, three-point shot. He'll nail it.
Big shot. Saw the opportunity. Took advantage of it. I feel like Comer, they're just kind of slowing down now, kind of getting the offense rhythm. And that's what they need to continue to do here in this third quarter.
9 points for Swain. 35-27. Pass inside to Johnson. He'll dish it to Parker. Parker's going to hit the shot. Cam Gass is going to pick up his third foul. And that will put Parker to the free throw line for an and one. Parker's tough to handle inside. And he'll hit the free throw. Not only is he tough, he's been well coached as a big man.
Yeah, and he's doing little things right through, taking his time, you know, trying to draw the and one, trying to draw the foul, but at the same time, he's been huge at the free throw line tonight.
Swing with the basketball. He'll hand it off to Gaddis. Picked by Simmons. Gaddis will go up and under, and that's going to be a foul on Jacob Johnson. Who Jacob Johnson's had the dubious task of trying to guard Cam Gaddis tonight. This little chess game both these teams have on who's going to guard who.
Yeah, I think both guys are athletic too. So, you know, athletic versus athletic, can't beat a matchup like that.
Gaddis to the free throw line for two. And he'll miss the first one. He is 3 of 6 from the free throw line. Let's see, adjust his shirt and his pants. It must have had him off balance for that first shot. And that didn't work either. He missed that one.
Stay in it, protect middle.
Fairman with a rebound. He'll get it to Sheely. Sheely guarded by Ronaldo Riggins. He'll drive it down the right side, put it up off the glass, miss it. And Swain will get the rebound. Gaddis to Simmons. To Swain. Now back to Simmons. Simmons to Ronaldo Riggins in the left corner. He'll get it back up top. Cam Gaddis. Gets double teamed. He'll get it to Swain. Swain to Isaiah Hall. Back to Gaddis. Back to Isaiah Hall. Hall will drive in the lane. I don't know if that's a pass or a shot.
Yeah, that was very off balance by Hall.
But Simmons got it and missed the layup. Sheely, 3-point shot. And Sheely will sink it for the Chillsburg Tigers. 41-27, 37 seconds to go here in the third.
That was just a good shot selection.
Gaddis in the lane. He'll go up in between three players. Lose the basketball. Chillsburg with the ball. And a hard foul on the other end. I thought that was on Simmons, but it's going to be on Swain. That's been one of them high-low fouls. It's going to send Donk Fairman to the free throw line. He will miss the first shot. He's 0 of 2 from the free throw line tonight. 2 points for Donk Fairman. He'll line that one up straight and sink it. Simmons, Isaiah Hall, back.
That was right there, just a lot of confusion. They didn't know. First of all, he threw the ball to the guy when he was looking. Then he threw it down into the corner. You know, that was just very sloppy right there.
And kind of faster, like you said, kind of too fast paced. Just slow it down a little bit. Ball will go out of bounds on the far side. Chillsburg basketball. Calhoun will get it in to Sheely. He's feeling it now. And he will put it up for three. Good defense by Swain. But I believe we're going to be outscored in another. We scored 14 in the third, and they scored 19. 42-27. We'll go to the fourth. Chillsburg with the lead. You're listening to the Comer Sports Network.
At Marble City Pharmacy, we're more than a pharmacy. We're part of your life. Our quick, convenient drive-thru makes picking up prescriptions fast and easy, so you can get back to what matters most. Step inside and you'll find a unique gift shop featuring beautiful Kipchoge jewelry, perfect for any occasion. With hometown service, friendly faces, and care you can trust, Marble City Pharmacy is always by your side. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life.
At Omnia, innovation and sustainability go hand in hand. As a global leader in calcium carbonate production and specialty chemical distribution, Omnia helps make everyday products stronger, cleaner, and better for the world around us. From paper and plastics to construction and beyond, their work supports progress that lasts. Omnia is proud to support growth that respects the earth and strengthens communities. Good luck to all area athletes this season.
Welcome back to the Cumberland Sports Network. We start the fourth, 42-27. Joel's Burke, Comer with the basketball. Cam Gaddis, three-point shot off the mark. Rebound, Swain, but that ball is going to be blocked by Donk Fairman.
Yeah, Donk Fairman. That was a very good block right there. He accelerated, got up, hit all ball. But the thing about those blocks, you have to be careful because sometimes if you don't jump straight up, the ref will get you with your body. So it's a good. That was a good athletic jump. Him just jump straight up and get ball all ball.
Comer will throw it in. They'll get it in Swain in the corner. Now back up top, Gaddis. Gaddis off a screen. Ronaldo Riggins for three. He'll miss it, but another rebound by Simmons, who's been very active on the board.
I know the Shillsburg is doing a good job of defending Cam Gaddis. They have Johnson on him right now, Jacob Johnson, and he's doing a good job making sure Cam Gaddis not touching the ball because he realized if Cam touched the ball, he know what he can do.
Well, even a minute ago when they were shooting a free throw, Cam came to talk to his coach, and Johnson came over and stood right
by him.
Yeah,
Johnson's in his hip pocket.
Calhoun for three in the corner. That is off the rim. Rebound Parker, and Parker will put it back up.
He's just having a field day. I mean, he's getting every rebound, going up, being aggressive. Somebody's going to put a body on him and box him out because he's going to keep doing that if they don't.
Gaddis gets the ball on his hip, has to hand it off to Riggins. Now back to the top, Swain. Swain, three-point shot. I don't think that touched rim. It hit the side of the backboard. Calhoun for three. That's strong. Isaiah Hall rebound. Here come the Comer Tigers. Simmons, Ronaldo Riggins. Riggins said he got fouled. And an errant pass up ahead by the Shillsburg Tigers.
I thought that was just a good defensive play, man. I don't think he got fouled. I didn't see a foul, but this was just a good. He got all ball. But you know, most players in high school, they think they like the NBA players, they overreact to things. When it's a foul, it's a foul. But when it's a block, it's just clearly a block.
Hey, foul. Robertson and Morgan come back in the game, both with four fouls. They sat out most of all the third. Morgan will take it in the lane, missed the layup. Parker with the rebound. He'll hand it off to Tay Fairman. Fairman to Shealy. Now they'll work it around. Johnson, Calhoun back up top. Shealy, Tay Fairman right wing. They'll get it in the lane. Parker. He'll go back outside to Calhoun. He'll set the offense up. Tay Fairman guarded by Isaiah Hall. Calhoun in the corner. Johnson.
Hey, stop trying to make a steal. Play up.
Chilsburg doing a very good job of keeping this ball moving. Parker free throw line. Get it. Shealy for three. And he will hit another three-pointer, back-to-back threes for Shealy.
That was just another example of Childersburg moving the ball, being patient, some down screens. Once they found what was open, it's a three ball. So good job of them for Shealy hitting the wide-open three and being patient on offense.
Robertson for three. That is off the mark. A pass up ahead to Parker, and Parker will pull it out. They'll get it up top to Johnson. Corner. Tay Fairman. Shealy. Calhoun. Guarded by Ronaldo Riggins. I work it on the far side. Shealy. Now back up top. Tay Fairman. Calhoun. Johnson in the right corner. To Shealy. Tay Fairman. in the lane to Sheely. Sheely will drive in, miss it, get his own rebound, tap it, miss it. But Parker's there to get it and put it in for two. We got a full timeout by Coach Satcher. 4:13 to go in the fourth, 49-27. Schultzberg with the lead. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Comer Sports Network.
Feeling like life insurance costs keep climbing? Hi, I'm Sheila Curtis at Sheila Curtis State Farm. We've got your back. We offer discounts that help you save on auto insurance without sacrificing the service you deserve. And when it comes to life insurance, we can help you find a plan that fits your family's needs and your budget. Give Sheila Curtis State Farm a call today and let us take care of you.
256-249-8188. SheilaCurtis.com.
When the temperature drops, don't bundle up inside. Heat your home the smart way with an American Standard system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Trusted for performance and built to last, American Standard delivers comfort that goes the distance. Call the local pros who know how to keep you cozy all winter long. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer, online at sleepinggiantair.com.
Make sure you and your car are insured with the best coverage possible. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Sheila Curtis is there. The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network is driven by State Farm agent Sheila Curtis.
4:10 to go in the fourth, 49-27. Schultzberg leads the Comer Tigers. Turnover by the Comer Tigers, and here comes Schultzberg. In what we've seen the last two possessions. Oh, and a near steal. And Morgan was going to mess up my speech because they ran two offensive possessions.
Yeah.
To perfection. I mean, you couldn't ask any more for a coach. What Schultzberg did with the last two possessions. And they played a sloppy pass right there.
Yes.
Ball went out of bounds. Schultzberg will have it. Tay Fairman. To Calhoun. Got Isaiah Hall on him. He'll hand it off to Parker. He's guarded by Morgan.
Let's go!
A near pick. Cross court, Johnson. He's got Cam Gaddis on him, and Cam's going to pick up his fourth foul.
You can't call it.
Cam with to be careful right here.
Get it down low to Parker. Parker will miss it and get his own rebound. It's like Parker's just playing by himself out there.
Yeah, I mean, he's just having a one-man show. I mean, they can't stop him, so why would they not want to go to him, you know?
Robertson. Get it to Riggins in the corner. Now left wing, Robertson. Guarded by Calhoun. Now up top, Cam Gaddis. Guarded by Johnson. Get the ball inside to Morgan. Morgan will miss the layup and rebound Sheely. 2:47 to go. 51-27, Schultzberg. Sheely. Oh, I thought Cam Gaddis almost had a pick. Tay Fairman. He's got Hall on him. They'll get it inside.
There he goes again.
And Parker has 8 points just in the fourth.
I think at this point they're just looking for Parker. Once he get available, once he get open, they're just going to throw the ball to him. They're just going to feed him. So
20 points for Parker.
The big man is really going to work tonight.
Robertson with a hot pass to Morgan, and Morgan couldn't hold on to it. Another turnover for the Comer Tigers. Sheely. To Morgan in the corner. Left wing, Johnson. Now they go back corner. That's Calhoun. Riggins on him. Now they go back up top to Fairman. Isaiah Hall on him. Fairman in lane. And he will try to hit Johnson in the right corner and throw that ball out of bounds. Morgan will check out of the game.
Childersburg definitely do a good job of moving the ball, trying to be patient. But on a drive like that, I mean, no need to rush the throw like that. Just, you know, soft pass, throw it to him.
I think they had to get the ball. It went in really the corner of the gym.
Like the referee was trying to wipe it off or rinse it off or something.
I think Cam Gaddis went underneath the bleachers to get it. Yeah, I think they're still working on that ball now.
You think they have another game ball just in case something like this happens, you know?
I think they're trying to get one in right here.
Oh, lucky got it.
Just nachos and cheese. I'll make it stick. 1:29 to go. 53-27. Schulzberg with the lead. Robertson with the drive. And he'll go.
Looked like he wanted a foul right there.
Yeah. And that ball went out of bounds. Comer basketball. He'll work it back up top. Cam Gaddis jump step. He'll go in the lane. And we're going to get a foul. On Donk Fairman. That was almost a bailout foul. Kind of saved Cam Gaddis on that, but a turnover by the Tigers. And that's going to be a jump ball. And a full timeout by Chillsburg. 53-27. 1:10 to go in the game. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Comer Sports Network.
Managing your finances has never been easier with Sycamore Federal Credit Union's mobile banking app. Access your accounts, transfer funds, and locate nearby ATMs all at the palm of your hand. Plus, with services like skip a payment twice a year and competitive loan rates, Sycamore offers flexibility and convenience to fit your lifestyle. Visit sycamorefcu.com to learn more or download the app today. Sycamore Federal Credit Union. Let us cover your financial needs.
At Sylacauga and Summit Pediatrics, children always come first. From birth through adolescence, their team provides compassionate, comprehensive care for families in Sylacauga, Chelsea, and Valleydale. They understand how busy life can be, which is why they work hard to make visits convenient and stress-free. Whether it's a routine checkup or a concern that needs quick attention, parents can count on experienced, caring professionals who treat every child like their own. Call today and make Sylacauga and Summit Pediatrics your child's medical home.
.104 to go in the fourth, 53-27. Homer with the basketball. Christian Robertson on the left wing is going to get a screen by Sherman. He'll take it in left hand off the glass. And that'll be the first points for Robertson tonight. We're down about half a minute to go. Tay Fairman up top, guarded by Isaiah Hall. And if there's a team that can play keep away really well, the Chillsburg Tigers can play keep away.
Yeah, they're doing a good job right now, just holding the ball, protecting the ball.
Calhoun will get it to Johnson. He's guarded by Simmons. They'll hand it off to Sheely. 59-50. We'll just keep it right here. 2 points scored by the Comer Tigers in the fourth, and you're not going to win too many ball games scoring 2 points in a period.
No, it's not, and that's one of the things we mainly talked about. You know, BB Comer, we know what they're capable of doing, but I think their main thing is just finishing. You want to finish drive, you want to finish possessions, and they just, the last two games, they haven't done a good job of doing that. Going into the half, it was just 23-13, but, you know, they end up losing the game 53-29. you have to do a better job of just finishing and being patient, running your offense, and know what you can do.
And I saw some good chemistry when Simmons was on the court and Swain on the court at the same time. Seemed that that's the time of the game that we won the rebound game at that point, because those two were really getting in there, getting rebounds.
Yeah, and that's one of the things we talked about, you know, at the beginning of the pregame. Rebounding was going to be a big factor tonight. And like you said, those two guys are very athletic, and those guys, they do a good job of boxing out, putting a body on somebody. So they did a good job, but you want to see more of that. But I only want to see more, but you want to be consistent as well. Think about sports in general. When something is working, you want to be consistent at it. You don't want to stop it and then stop it, but you want to be consistent at everything you do.
Cam Gaddis will finish with 10. Quindarius Swain with 9. It'll be Tajavius Simmons with 5. Isaiah Hall with 3. Jaden Morgan with 1. And Christian Roberson with 2 points.
Yeah, Cam Gaddis, he was kind of quiet tonight. 10 points. You know, we used to having him, you know, having 30-point games. But he went up and tried to make some things work tonight. But I thought that sometimes he kind of rushed some possessions, especially going up to the rim when things weren't there, trying to create and force something. But you want to be careful. You want to be mindful. But at the same time, we know what type of player he is. And I think they're going to rebound tonight. They're going to watch film. They're going to figure out, hey, we know we have to work on, you know, we know what we need to do. I know boxing out was one of, you know, the big guy, Hezekiah Parker, did a good job tonight of getting second chance opportunities. They did a good job, Childersburg did, of getting the ball to them. So hats off to Coach Johnny Johnson and their squad for just playing some good basketball tonight.
But I was taught when I played, it didn't matter how big the guy is, if you will put your butt, squat your legs, put your butt in his legs.
Yes.
You can move anybody on
you
the court.
You definitely can. And he's going to have no choice but to get over your back. So it's just working on rebounding and boxing out. That's one of the things my coach preached in high school, boxing out. That was a key thing he always talked about, boxing out.
Well, the Comer Tigers go down tonight to the Childersburg Tigers. We're off for a break now.
Yeah.
So, man, again, it's been nothing but a pure pleasure having you. And I hope you and your family have a Merry Christmas. And everybody listening to have a Merry Christmas.
Yes, sir. I've enjoyed y'all even having me on. Yo, I know a little bit about sports, so I've enjoyed you guys just having me on and help calling basketball games. And I hope that you and your family and everybody who's out there listening tonight have a Merry Christmas as well. You know, spend the time with your loved ones, have fun with them. That's what it's all about, family, making those memories. So I thank you again and hope you have a Merry Christmas as well, Greg.
Thank you to our sponsors. And remember, all those last-minute Christmas gifts, stop by the local stores. They're there. I promise you, they're open, they're there, and they're willing to help you out.
Yes, they are. Y'all need to go see them and see what they're talking about and just make some purchases. You know, if it's not a big purchase, little purchase, but I think a purchase will help any store out around here, you know.
Well, that'll be it tonight. Greg Wyckoff, RJ Burns, the Comer Sports Network. Have a Merry Christmas.
You've been listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network, home of the BB Comer Tigers. Presented by Alta Point Health, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Radio Alabama Sports, and RA Digital. Sponsored in part by Alta Point Health, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Brown Heating and Cooling, Toyota of Sylacauga, State Farm Agent Sheila Curtis, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga, Donahue Physical Therapy, Edward Jones Agent Jesse Gong, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Another Level Cards, Amya, Atkinson Homes, Marble City Pharmacy, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, Bucks Island, and Sylacauga Pediatrics. The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network is a product of Radio Alabama Sports and Radio Alabama. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.